Meet Jay.
My name is Jay Leigerschult.
He's visiting some family here.
I am from Omaha, Nebraska.
And today we have him participating in a little experiment. We've asked Jay to walk from Crescent Harbor to Sitka National Historical Park.
I can do that, I think.
He walks down the long sidewalk next to the harbor, looking at boats, until...
Sidewalk ends ahead.
So he cuts across the tennis courts.
Okay, from here, we're in the middle of a driveway. I guess we go across the street, the only sidewalk there is.
We head down another stretch of sidewalk, and after not too long...
Well, since the sidewalk ends on this side of the street, I guess we cross back over.
One more stretch of sidewalk.
Get here to the park. It is quite pretty.
And we've arrived at Sitka National Historical Park.
All right. Mission accomplished.
Okay.
That's good. Thank you. We can go back now.
Thousands of tourists take these steps every summer, and on Tuesday, Sitka took a big step of its own toward making the route a lot less complicated. Assembly members voted to start looking for a contractor to build the Sitka Seawalk. It's a wide pathway that will hug the shoreline. Eventually, it will stretch at least to O'Connell Bridge, but this part leads pedestrians from Crescent Harbor past the Sitka Sound Science Center and the Sheldon Jackson Museum and into the National Park without any interruptions. Lon Garrison is aquaculture director for the Science Center.
And I've had the opportunity the last 2 years to watch visitors as they come along the walkway get stymied right behind the playground and the tennis courts.
And in some cases attempt to climb across the rocks that line the harbor and the waterways leading past the Science Center.
And sometimes it's comical, and sometimes it's darn right scary to watch those folks crawl around on those rocks.
At the assembly table Tuesday, Tor Christensen hoped that in addition to making the route easier, the Seawalk would help boost the city's struggling tourism industry.
Because we have to work harder to get people here than other cities. We're working very hard on trying to get more ships to come and do other things to come here, but we have to have something for them, an attractive city that they want to look at and come to. And I think this project really will do that.
City engineers estimate the project would take more than $6,000 a year to maintain. And that's where Assemblymember Pete Esquiro put up his red flag.
I am concerned about, the kinds of bills that we leave Thor's kids and my grandkids and others.
And that young guy on the assembly.
The young guys on the assembly.
Funding to build the project itself comes from grants, about $1.7 million from the state of Alaska and another $80,000 from the federal government. The design of the project is the result of no fewer than 5 public meetings since 2011 and 3 presentations from architects to the assembly. Once the assembly advertises for bids on the project, it will award a contract, and then work could begin as early as this summer. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.